Hello and welcome. My name is Darren Bennick and you've found your way to Dynamic Self-Awareness. Today I wanted to talk about change, but I want to talk about making like a massive change. So completely reinventing yourself. So pretty much starting from scratch and designing and implementing your own personal comeback story. Because for me, that's exactly what I'm going through at the moment. When I originally made the decision to launch Dynamic Self-Awareness, I had hoped to be in a position that I was proud of and that I could promote to the world that I was a successful person with a brand new way of looking at healing and self-healing, and that using my techniques and principles that you too could change your life. Where I've found myself is basically rock bottom. Over the past year, I've sort of come to the realization that everything was not rosy. I was diagnosed early on with ADHD, and I also had a mild Tourette's. And I'd never really understood how much that affected me until I started to get onto a number of Facebook groups or Facebook pages and started to hear from other people the difficulties and challenges that they faced. And I started to realize that I was having those same difficulties and challenges, and that it had been with me my whole life. And that while I'm not going to use it as an excuse, it was just the way it sort of were like two railway tracks on either side of me, and it would lead me in this certain direction each time I tried to do something. And yes, you can change the direction of those tracks and lead them to somewhere else, but you still got these two things on either side of you, and they're sort of guiding the way that you think and the way that you do things. I was okay with that. I was okay with a lot of that. You know, it did cause trouble in my relationships. Sort of the forgetfulness and the inability to kind of, you know, stay focused on one thing, like house and property is just littered with things that I've started and not quite finished. I do get around to them eventually, but that eventuality can often take months, if not years. The other thing that came up this year, because I was like, yeah, look, I understand the nature of having challenges in your life, and you know, the ADHD kind of accounted for, you know, a bit of my misfortunes, or the difficulties, or the things that I had a lot of trouble with, but it wasn't everything, and I knew that I had a form of post-traumatic stress disorder from something that happened to me when I was young. I found a book on trauma, in particularly on the effects of trauma, especially at a young age, and the flow-on effects of that, and it really hit home how much that one singular event, and I was very lucky that it was a one-off, but the circumstances that it happened in were huge. So it actually created a daily trigger, and I'd never really sort of, you know, I'd made, you know, part of Dynamic Self-Awareness was about how I set up different ways to handle these things as they came up. And I never really realized that those things were still there. And when I did, it really kind of took my foundations out from underneath me. I realized that I was just kind of had all these complexities that were keeping me afloat, and just recently all came to a head, because basically my partner had enough. She couldn't deal with me any longer, and you know, it had come up numerous times before, but this was, you know, I could tell that she was hurting. I could tell that I wasn't there for her. And my mind, it usually would sort of bring in all these machinations, all these reasons for, you know, and I'd be able to kind of persuade her that, you know, it wasn't as bad as it seemed. And, you know, I'd kind of shift the focus away from me, and I'd say, you know, you've got to take some responsibility, da-da-da-da-da-da. All the different ways that I had built up inside myself to deal with these hidden feelings and these hidden emotions that would, you know, that I'd pushed down deep inside of me, and the disassociation that came about due to the due to what happened to me. And now, while you might not be able to relate to that, you know, like the assault or the trauma or something like that, what I think you can relate to is this fact that you get to this point and you've realized that you've been kind of lying to yourself a bit, and that, you know, you haven't really dealt with the source or the base or the origin of the thing that's troubling you most in life. So it all came to a head, and I basically had to acknowledge my part, and it was the main part of the, I was the problem. And that, knowing that I had caused this pain and I had been the cause of this suffering, it near wrecked me. It near sort of, everything was stripped bare, and I really, really, really had to look at myself. And so I found myself on the eve of being ready to launch dynamic self-awareness. I had been stripped back to nothing. Now, that was the final straw, but the lead up to that is basically, in a nutshell, I am a 48-year-old man. I have no full-time job. I have very little money in the bank, next to nothing. I've built nothing. I've basically been living day to day for as long as I can remember. You know, and when I was younger, it worked for me. It allowed me to you know, have no fear of life. I just tackled it head on, and I just continued to tackle it head on. In fact, my source of power came from pushing, going full on. I just was doing a technique this morning around power, and I came to the realization that there's two types of power. One type is about force and counterforce. So, you know, you're pushing forward or you're pushing against something. And I realized that was my source of power. But it takes a lot of effort and it's exhausting. And if there's nothing there to push against, I found that I ended up just not knowing what to do. And having to find this almost moment by moment source of motivation just to keep moving. And so I find myself in this position where I basically, at the age of 48, have to start again. You know, like I've hardly finished anything. I'm lucky that I did actually push through and got my personal training certification. But yeah, you know, even when I was younger, I did a landscaping apprenticeship, and like I finished it all. But due to a sort of admin area and a, you know, sort of a bit of a lax attitude on my part, I never actually got the certification. So I never got certified, and I just pushed forward. And you know, I started to become a naturopath. And again, yeah, I can say it that it was an admin error. But then again, it was sort of my, you know, I have to take part responsibility for that, and that it was a partly my lax attitude again, which led to this admin error. Basically, I got lumped with a massive debt, and I had to stop the course. And this pattern has repeated over and over and over again. This, you know, pushing forward with all my might and pushing against adversity. I even used to say that in adversity, I shone. In an emergency situation, I came into my own. There was nothing I couldn't handle. And yet, when there was no adversity, when it just became me creating something and building something, I fell flat on my face. And which brought me today to this other form of power, which is empowerment. You've heard this word before, but part of dynamic self-awareness is to actually explore these concepts and what they mean dynamically. There's a reason that it's called dynamic self-awareness. And by dynamically, I mean, what is the energy doing? Like we use these words to encapsulate energy. If it's a naming word, if it's an action, you know, we're describing the energy. We're trying to convey in a word how we're using the energy or what the energy is doing. So when I talk about an empowerment, obviously it's a different form of power. So if absolute power is about force and counterforce, empowerment has to have a different kind of feel to it, a different set of principles that things that guide it. And for me, empowerment, it means to come from the inside out. And so when I sat with it, I was like, well, for that to happen, if it's coming from the inside out, you can't push from the inside. Okay. So empowerment becomes more about allowing this energy to come through you. Now, there's a lot more to unpack there, a heck of a lot more to unpack there. And you can start to get in, well, you know, how do you discern where to, you know, what that power is or where it's going to lead to. And that's a whole different thing. And that does lead into what dynamic self-awareness is all about. But it's this notion of, if empowerment's coming through you, then what is it going through? And what blockages are there that distort that energy that then cause troubles in the now, in the present time, which then, if you're having trouble allowing energy to come through you, if you are not empowered, you're going to be constantly fighting to push and push and push and find things to push against rather than allowing that energy to flow through you. Now, allowing something to happen, it's a moment by moment thing. If you're holding a hose and you turn the hose on, and that's power coming through that hose, and you guide that hose, okay? So you're constantly, you know, thinking ahead, where am I going to put the hose? Where am I going to put the water to next? If there's a fire, I aim the hose, aim the water at the fire. It puts the fire out. If I want to fill something up, I aim the water at the container and I fill something up. If I want to wash, if I want to clean, you know, these are all intentions, and I'm constantly guiding and controlling the force and the intensity of the water coming out and making sure there's no kinks in it. With empowerment, it's almost like you are a clear vessel, and the clearer your vessel is, the more energy can flow through you. Where does it go? It goes where it needs to go in the moment. Now, that might sound like an airy-fairy comment, but I guarantee you that it'd be a mix between an art and a science in how to guide that energy, because you sort of, it's not a science in the sense of what we might think of modern day science, in that, you know, this proven thing, but it is a science in knowing. Science comes from the word scio, which means to know, okay? So you have to, in the moment, know where to allow that energy to go. And this takes real kind of discernment. It takes an understanding of yourself and who you are and who you want to become. It takes an understanding of what you've done wrong in the past. So it really is an exercise in self-awareness. When you can do that, and as I've experienced numerous on countless occasions, when you are in the moment, life unfolds. It when you can fully drop into the moment, you don't have to think. Okay, everything sort of becomes aligned. So the whole thinking about your future and thinking about the past and making decisions and that all comes together in this one instinctual moment. Okay, this one true state of consciousness that allows you, and it really, when you can really fully drop into this, it's the most natural feeling in the world. You wonder what you were ever doing differently before in the past. That's not to say you don't or won't or can't use power in its other sense. You know, like there is a certain amount of, say, when you are trying to build something, the actual actions of building something, yes, you need power, and in the sense of force and counterforce. Otherwise, you'll never get anything done. Okay, but the thing that precedes that, the actual knowing where to build, why to build, how to build, okay, that is definitely comes from within. You might also have heard of internal and external motivation. So you can't say, I guess this is the thing. As much as there's two, you know, different aspects of force, neither one is better or worse. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying that there's these two things have to be present. Whether they're present at the same time, I'm not sure yet. I need to sort of, you know, sit with this new kind of flow that I'm about to engage with fully to bring about this monumental change and this, you know, rebuilding of my life. I want to see how the two fit together. My instinct tells me that they do fit together perfectly, and it does fit into a number of the techniques that I use in dynamic self-awareness, which is this whole feeling both aspects. So if you have energy being light and dark, it's being able to experience those two things at the same time, as well as what those things generate. Okay, so the middle ground. So if you, another way to look at it is, we inflow energy all the time and we outflow energy all the time, and those two things are happening at the same time. But there's also that middle ground of what's happening while that energy's inside of us. And that sort of, that is very, very, very dynamic. And there's many different moving parts in that. And many different ways to experience it and to activate it and to engage with it. So, my aim at the moment is to start from scratch, is to rebuild and to build myself up through, first and foremost, an internal motivation, through in being in an empowered state, so allowing this energy to come through me and to see where it's getting blocked or whether the flow is not quite right. And we do this with our feelings. We feel where these things aren't quite right. Again, you'll hear me time and time again say that there's, you know, a big difference between feelings and emotions, and this is where it is most evident. You know, you may say, oh, I'm feeling angry. You're feeling angry because of something. I'm jealous. You're jealous because of something. Okay, You're happy. You're happy because of something. Something has made you happy, whether that's even you making yourself happy or you making yourself, you know, angry or whatever. It doesn't have to be something external. It can just be a choice that you make. But something is making that happen. You're putting energy into motion. That is an emotion. Feelings, on the other hand, are our experience of energy as it affects us. So it's that middle ground that, you know, we're inflowing and we're outflowing, and the that has a direct impact on ourself. Okay, we can call it a field, if you like. So we're getting into field energy, and that field is the first point of contact of consciousness. And this is where you sort of have subconscious. So there's things below our level of awareness that are in that field, which is distorting that energy from coming through. And this is what I've found with my behavior and my actions in the past. I had some pretty big distortions in that field that were creating beliefs in me, that were creating patterns that I would do over and over and over again, that would create reactions to things. Most notably, the recent one is to do with COVID and getting vaccinated. Now, the event that I'm never going to go into the details of what happened to me when I was younger. I don't think it's necessary, and it could be quite triggering for people. But it basically resulted in a distrust of authority, and that was triggered time and time again, and it was held in place by other events until I had a solid distrust in authority. Now, to get around that, so I would always be pushing against authority, or I would be, my beliefs were, you know, to move away from authority, or to go counter to authority. And this was, yes, it gave me power to do that, a sense of power, but it never got me anywhere. And so when I realized that, I was like, oh, what am I fighting against? Truly, what am I fighting against? If I didn't have that to fight against, what would I do? And I said this to someone once before. I lived down in Tasmania, so many years ago, I mean, it's still around, there's still people fighting for our forests, but many years ago, I happened to sort of be hanging out with, I'll call them a forest crew, it doesn't mean they're a forest crew, but it was a group of people that felt passionately about saving the forests, and they were out in the forest protesting and setting up camps and raising awareness and doing what they thought was right to bring awareness to the fact that these native forests were getting chopped down. Whether it's right, wrong, or otherwise, it's not the point. The point was that there was one guy in particular who I met who had come down to Tasmania, who was very successful. I think he was from Melbourne. Very successful massage therapist and alternative health practitioner. And he basically got to the point where he'd decided not to go back to Melbourne. He dropped his, you know, he'd quit his job. He'd, you know, sort of opted out of society. He was, you know, when I saw him, he was kind of a shell of his former self. He obviously, you know, was drinking, smoking, but whatever. It doesn't matter. The fact was that he just wasn't himself. And I said, what's going on? Like, you had it all. Look, like you projected this sense of having everything going on, and to be quite honest, mate, like, you look shocking. You're not projecting anything. It's like you're sucking energy in. I said, what are you doing? And he said, oh, you know, it's important that we do the forest. I said, okay, well, and this question just came to me, and I've asked it of myself many, many times, and hopefully the penny drops this time. But I said, what if tomorrow you got everything, you know, they stopped chopping down the trees, they said, nah, you're right, you guys win, you're done, you don't have to protest anymore, you've won, what would you do then? And he was like, oh my God, I guess I don't know. I guess I'd go back to doing what I was doing. I said, yeah, but why? He said, well, because it was, you know, it was a part of me. It was what I felt like I was here to do. He went, oh. I wish I could say that I hadn't taken my own medicine back then. And in a sense, I sort of had, but I hadn't quite figured out what I was here to do then. So that's my excuse, and I'm sticking to it. So recently, due to many different things, I've had to stop doing a certain aspect of work that I did. So I basically lost income, and it was looking like I was probably going to lose all form of income because I wasn't vaccinated. And I was like, what am I fighting against? If none of this was here, what would I be doing? And I've been struggling with this question for a while because I know what I'm here to do. But how I get that start and how I go about that has troubled me immensely. And I think it's got to do with this understanding of power, because when I would try to create something, I was trying to push and it just wasn't working. And because there was nothing to counter, it was falling flat. It just wasn't going anywhere. Like either when I went to hold my hose out, there was nothing there. And it made me sort of think, oh, I'm missing something here. I'm not accessing a constant flow of energy. There isn't this, I should be able to just be here and it just flows out naturally. So I'm missing something. And that brings me to where I am today. And that is to having to rebuild my relationship with my partner because I haven't been here fully for her. Yes, every now and again I do the right thing, but I haven't been here for myself. Part of my process is about getting into my body. Hence the fact that I went and studied to be a personal trainer. I don't think it was so much to actually train people, although it was, and it's become a part of dynamic self-awareness, but it was more to help me get back in my body, because deep down I knew that unless I was here, present, and in my body, none of this was ever going to work, because otherwise I would just have to keep pushing and pushing and pushing and pushing and pushing until I either tripped or ran out of juice, or just came to a complete shuddering halt. And I could sense that would happen if I didn't also have this other flow happening. So yes, learning to, and that's the, so there's three pieces of the puzzle here, as I can see them in this scenario. There is, inflowing, so it's receiving support, and I've got that in spades. There is being able to start things and get things going, that push, and that this overcoming of adversity, and I've got that in spades. Then there's this other aspect of allowing this energy to move through me, of having a clear vessel, a clear body that allows me to feel. And that, my friends, is where the problem lies. Because I haven't really liked a lot of the energy that's flowed through me, either from external, from stuff that's happening in the world, to my response, but it's more of a reaction to that world, to even the fact that I've, without having a true purpose or without having a goal or somewhere to, I've done things that I'm not proud of. Nothing horribly, that you could be locked up for. But there's things that I've said and done that I'm not proud of. And that given the chance, I would do things differently. And that's only because it's, you know, it's hurt people. And not in like any, you know, like, oh, they'll never overcome, but it doesn't matter. Like, it's still, you know, I've said and done things or not done things with my children that, you know, I was like, oh, you know, in hindsight, I was like, oh, that wasn't the best way to handle that. And I always say, oh, I'm doing the best I can. And there's that word again, doing. I'm doing this, I'm doing that, I'm trying to do it, I'm doing it. Diddly, 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 diddly. And again, without this connection to this, what I've found is an infinite source of energy, and that many years ago I managed to tap into quite spontaneously and quite by accident. And I've been trying to reestablish that connection ever since. I've had moments, I've found little bits and pieces of the puzzle, but I think this is the big one. This is my final step anyway, because I've come at things backwards. Most people start from the ground up. Because of what happened to me and because I disassociated from that, I was truncated, literally cut off at the midriff, and set adrift. And so I had to figure out how to live from the top down. And so I studied systems and I studied networks and patterns and how energy worked and, you know, how the body worked and all of this to figure out, you know, the hows and the whats and the whys so that I could eventually, land, touch down, ground myself, because that's where the true power comes from the ground up. Yes, it needs to be guided and all that's in place. So I haven't wasted my time. Because everything's in place. So all I have to do now is get the flow going. And to do that, I have to, that age old saying, you know, live in the now, live in the moment. Unfortunately, no one's ever sort of figured out how to teach. Well, no, I can't say that. It's different for everyone. So maybe I just hadn't figured it out for myself, of how to live in that moment and how to remove the blockages to allow me to live in that moment. But I'm there now. And that's what this is all about. This is my start. I'm going to be on TikTok constantly, daily. So my call is that I am making my own personal comeback from having nothing, having pretty much a broken relationship that I have to rebuild, pretty much having no to very little source of income, and no prospects of any source of income in the near future, except for when school goes back and I drive a school bus for a couple of hours in the morning and a couple of hours at night. But that's nowhere near enough money. I've just been lucky that we are kind of, we're okay asset wise, but we are struggling for day-to-day cash. And so that has a huge effect. I've kind of been lying to myself how much of an effect that has had on me, on my self-worth. If your self-worth is based on the amount of energy that you can produce and put into the world, then I am a pauper. That hasn't always been the case, but I've definitely sort of come to the point where I can go no further forward using force and counterforce as my only means of power and protection. I have to connect with the source of power. I have to allow that to come through me, and I have to clear the way for that to come through me, and I have to allow that to happen every moment of every day until it becomes just a part of who I am, allowing that energy. And the thing is that when you get into that state, and I have been in it before, if not, you know, fleetingly, and probably back then when I did drop into that, I had no forward direction for it, so I didn't quite know where to go. So, you know, this it can work the other way. You can get all caught up in that feeling and not move anywhere again because you've got no direction. You haven't figured out why you're here or what your purpose is. That hose doesn't get pointed anywhere. Might just go straight up in the air and it all bubbles back down on you. And you're sitting there going, oh, this feels great. But that can only last for so long until you sort of start going, oh, okay, that's getting really freaking annoying. So I am going to be on TikTok condensing all of what I just said down into little bites for people to bite and chew on and think about. I'm also going to be on Instagram so that I can expand a little because I like to expand. I like to give a little bit of a story behind my little sound bites, my little things that I will be giving for people to chew on. So we'll expand on that, go a little bit deeper with Instagram. Not too much. It'll still be, won't be a family-sized meal, but it'll be a single-serve kind of thing or something that you can share with other people. And then from there, eventually, I'll have my website up and running. It's actually kind of all there, ready to go. Got a few more little tweaks. But I think this is the first step, is just to start sharing and then to see what resonates with people and then go from there. I'm going to end that right there. And thank you for listening. I hope this made sense. Please do check me out. The links will be somewhere, but it is dynamic self-awareness. Whether you go on to TikTok, Instagram, or Facebook, you just type in dynamic self-awareness, you will eventually find me. If not yet, look out for the links. I'm not sure about the tech side of it, so they might be up, down, around, but they will be somewhere, and I'll definitely let you know where I'm at. But yes, this will eventually become a podcast, and then when my site is ready to launch, I will let you know. Thank you for listening, and I will talk to you next time. This is Darren Bennick, and you've been listening to me talk about dynamic self-awareness. See ya. Bye.